Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Friday afternoon. Man, special, special thanks to Kevin Weeks from NHL Network. It doesn't get any better than that. I'm exhausted. I'm ready to end the show, and we didn't even do the heavy lifting. We didn't do really any lifting. He did all the work. He's the one who should be exhausted. That was some pretty powerful stuff from Kevin Weeks from NHL Network. Gosh, I don't even feel like doing trivia after that. I really don't.
I know. That
it
was
just
awesome.
Doesn't even feel right to do trivia after that.
I know. I'll tell you this, though, because we have spent some time with Kevin. What you hear, or Weeksy, as they call him, what you hear, that's him. That's the real. That was the real Kevin Weeks right there, and that's why we wanted to have him on. So I'm glad NHL Network was able to set that up for us and didn't really talk hockey at all. And that wasn't the point of having him on. That was one of those things that it's been just a tough week for everyone, I believe. And to wrap it up on that, that was powerful. It was good to have him on.
You can stop by and eat with us. Partner to Eat, dine in, carry out, get a sticker from a restaurant, add it to your card. You can take a picture and post it on Twitter, use the hashtag Eat With Us, tag us at 1025 The Game, the Preds at Preds NHL, and the restaurant. Secure 8 stickers, receive a Predators prize pack, secure all 16 stickers, and receive a Preds player autographed puck. To see participating restaurants and to print out the card, you can visit our website, which is thegamenashville.com. So really cool little promotion where you can go support our local businesses / restaurants, and you can get rewarded for it.
Very cool promotion that we're doing to try and help everybody out.
Mike on Twitter says he wants to see Kevin Weeks and his mom line dance. Me too. I second that. I second that motion. I really do.
I want to get him here because I know Alan Jackson was supposed to play at some point this summer at Bridgestone Arena, and obviously things are very different right now, but whenever that concert is rescheduled, we need to make sure Kevin's in Nashville so he can go see Alan Jackson.
Yeah. At DC5Me says, fantastic interview. Thank you all. 1025 The Game. That was and he tweeted at both of us, Chase. I mean those are all over the place. I mean, it, like I said, people were commenting throughout the interview, and that's when you know something pretty special is going on.
You struck a chord.
But we knew that. I mean, you know, we've been talking with Kevin Weeks for years and years, and you know, that's just who he is. He's got a story for everything. He's got perspective on anything and everything, and he's got words of wisdom and pretty cool comments, as you just heard, special comments that you heard, and things that he could relate to. But I'll tell you what, that was it's hard to hear at times, especially what mom said to him yesterday. Like, that just, man. I hate hearing that, knowing that here we sit in 2020 and his 70-year-old mother talking to her 45-year-old son has to still say that. And it's like, wow. That hit pretty hard.
And those are the thing. This is where people have to listen, because those are the things that you and I just will never understand. We don't. We haven't had to live that. And that's where you have to pay attention. And you do have to listen to to people like Kevin that are giving you examples of the things that they go through on a daily basis, no matter how old they are. And that's where you have to really wake up and pay attention and go, huh, okay. Like, I get it now. So I appreciate his honesty and being real. That's what, but we've had him on to talk hockey and he's real about hockey. You know, I remember the conversation we had at the Winter Classic about somebody he played for, Peter Laviolette. He's real when it comes to that, but this is beyond sport. This is beyond hockey, and he was even more real, in my opinion.
NHL has Hockey for Everyone, an initiative that they do, and it's pretty interesting here in Nashville in this market. We've had Seth Jones. We've had, of course, P.K. Subban, Joe Ward, who we just recently had on the show in the last, what would he officially announced that he was retiring from the league. And so, you know, this market has had that. I haven't really heard stories. I don't know how deep of a dive we did. We talked more about minorities in the sport and this, but going even further, I mean, Kevin, you know, when you hear some of the stuff that whether it's coaches or general managers or a lady in the cafeteria or teammates or a verdict comes down and he and another teammate thinking they're going to have to take on their whole locker room and, doesn't
that
have
was
anything
astonishing
to
me.
He doesn't have anything to do with O.J. Simpson.
Right.
Or Nicole Smith Brown, right? I mean, he didn't have anything to do with any of that, and yet, you know, that's real. I mean, you hear that and it's like, wow. But, that's something that hockey, especially in these times, all sports, it's not just hockey, all sports, they're going to have to keep trying to find ways to continue to get minorities interested in their sport, right? I mean, we know baseball, it's been declining big time over the years, big time over the years. They need to do a better job in the black community. I mean, we used to have Nashville RBI that we used to talk about and promote all the time. It was programs like that would help that. But, you know, they still, it's gone the wrong direction in baseball for a long time. Hockey can do way better. And, I don't know. I don't know. None of us have the answer, the solution, because if we had the solution, we would go on and unveil the solution and get on with it, right? And not have these same conversations in 2020. So obviously we haven't come up with the solution. I guess the solution is just to keep thinking in a positive way, keep doing things in a positive way, keep being active in a positive way, and keep the message out there in a positive way, and just keep forcing the issues. And and it can only get better one step at a time. I just feel like I use the elephant reference. I mean, you're going to have to just, unfortunately, just it's one bite at a time, but you hope in our lifetime, I would love for it to be my lifetime. I don't know if I necessarily believe it. You young whippersnappers, hopefully it'll be in your lifetime that we can eat the elephant, so to speak. And we've taken all those bites and we've put it behind us. But, I'd love for it to be in my lifetime. I really would.
Yeah, me too. I would love for it to all happen tomorrow, if I'm being honest. But I hope that we get there one day. I still have faith in our society and our culture, and that we will. There are good people, and I'm reminded a lot that there are still good people left in the world. And we can all aspire to be better. You know, wake up every day hoping that you can be an even better person. And I try to do that. And I'm not perfect, and I make mistakes. And sometimes you don't even realize that you make a mistake, and that's where you have to get to the point of, tell someone, say, hey, I don't like that you do that. This is how you could be a better person. And just have those talks and just all aspire to be better. So I really hope that it does happen in your lifetime, Darren. I really do, because I want you to be able to see that.
Well, we should never lose sight of, even when times are tough, don't ever lose sight to what you just said. There are not just some, there's a ton of great people and great causes, and there's a whole lot of good work being done in this market and around our country and around the world. So let's not lose sight of that, okay? It's not all bad.
For sure.
There's a whole lot of good. Heck, we just experienced it in March in this market, okay? We had, a very, very bad thing happen in our market that went about a 60-mile stretch and took out a lot of homes and businesses and took lives. And we started that repair, and unfortunately something happened that probably slowed all that down. But there was a whole lot of good going on in our city, and there were people out there rolling up their sleeves, and they were helping. Just complete strangers every single day from sunup to sundown. So let's not lose sight of that. And, you know, we talk about the Predators Foundation and what Predators players are doing out there in the hospitals, Titans players doing the same thing, and the Titans donating money and causes. So there's a whole lot of good going on, okay? And we continue to raise a lot of money, and that money goes to help change either a mentality or change people's ways or to try to cure something or fight something. So let's not lose sight of that. Let's not get too depressed over this, because I don't want all the good to be buried in all this, because there's still a whole lot of good going on every single day in this country and in this market and around the world. So let's not forget that. So do you want to come back and attempt trivia? What do you want to do? You want to do
this?
Let's
see. Let's do it. Let's have fun. Let's give some stuff away. I got the guitar ready, so we can do a little Name That Tune as a lifeline, and let's play some trivia.
Okay. My category is going to be just potluck. You just don't know what sport, where I'm going to go.
I'm going to do either – you get a choice, either NFL jersey numbers or in honor of NASCAR coming back to our community, car numbers, where I'll give you the hint and you – or I give you the car number and a hint and you tell me the driver. But you get the choice.
Okay. And we'll have a lifeline too.
Yes.
With the guitar. Is the guitar handy?
The guitar is ready to go.
Okay. We'll have a lifeline as well, and we'll have prizes. So we're going to need your participation. That's all we're asking. 615-737-1025. We won't bite. Yes, there could be wrong answers, and you won't win if you have wrong answers, but you won't know unless you try. 615-737-1025. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase next. All right, Friday trivia time. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. We've got gift cards to give away. All you have to do is participate. And there's one less round this week. Every week on Friday trivia, we have three rounds. Willie's not with us today. He'll be back on the show on Monday. And you know what? It's only two rounds this time, and you still get the lifeline.
We're generous. We're feeling good.
Very generous today. But you're going to have to participate. 615-737-1025. You can't text in the answers. You're going to have to call in and participate. We don't have Willie to give the speech, because I feel like we have to give the speech too much. He's not here to give the speech. And I know when he gives the speech, we get the lines loaded. I don't know why we always have to get to that point. But let's do it today without the speech. Let's just jump in there and have a little fun on this Friday afternoon. 615-737-1025. Let's start things off with Don. Don, welcome into Friday Trivia. I've got potluck, which means it could be anything. And Chase has...
Either you have a choice. You can either go NASCAR car numbers in honor of NASCAR returning, or I'll give you NFL jersey numbers.
How about NFL jersey numbers?
Okay. You'll start with that. So how this will work is I'm going to give you the number and a couple of hints, and you tell me the player.
Okay.
Easy enough?
Yeah, easy enough.
All right. This receiver wore number 81. In his career for the Detroit Lions.
Got on. All I got, it's a guess because I can't put the name together. Is it Johnson? He retired a couple of years ago. Johnson.
Judges, do we accept Johnson?
We can accept Johnson. Where did Johnson go to school? Do you know? Remember?
All I know about him, he had the most unbelievable catch that was overturned against the Bears.
Okay.
And he knows the player.
What is it?
He knows the player.
Yeah, he knows the player. He just can't guess the first name.
We'll give it to him.
We'll take it. Calvin Johnson.
Calvin Johnson. And he went to Georgia Tech.
Wow. Did not know that.
Yeah. Okay.
At least you didn't give me a Dolphin question because being the biggest Dolphin fan in Middle Tennessee or one of my buds would probably disown me if I missed it.
If you missed a Dolphins question?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you probably are all in these days now that they've got Tua, huh?
Oh, no, not at all. That's why he's wearing number one. That's the number of days he'll never play in the NFL. Seriously, I did not want that. I thought he was – everybody said that bad, and Ross just got his nose in there and he wanted him. And when you pay the financing and you pay the all the paychecks, you can really influence a lot of things.
So you're not on board with the drafting of Tua.
I am not on board with the draft choice of Tua, not one bit.
Well, he's going to change your mind, Don. He's going to change your mind, I'm telling you.
I hope I do. I hope he turns out to be the second coming of Dan Marino. But it's been 20 years. And I will say, Floyd Reese said something yesterday. You better hope Henry doesn't get hurt. Because Tannehill never had a running back but 1 year. And mysteriously, the Dolphins made the playoffs. I'm just telling you, when Tannehill can hand it off to somebody and not worry about throwing it, he's a better quarterback.
You sound like a scarred Dolphins fan.
20 years.
All right.
My 22nd birthday was the last time they were in the Super Bowl. Golly.
All right. For the win.
Sure.
For the win.
Sure.
Okay. Here we go. I'm trying to think. I'm going to go college football. Who is the only, since you were talking about running backs, so there's your hint. Who is the only person to win the Heisman Trophy twice? And I just gave you a
Archie
big
Griffin.
Hint.
I met him. I actually worked security at an Iowa State football game. He is a short man. He's about 5'8". Are you kidding me? I'm a Woody Hayes fan, too.
Is that your final answer? Of course it is, because you are all over it.
Woo-hoo.
Don,
I met him. I can't believe it. He was one of the nicest guys I ever met. I just had the door that I was guarding that had all the celebrities come in, and I got to see Earl Bruce. The only thing I didn't get to see, you'd think they'd have a trophy of a statue of Woody Hayes outside the stadium, not even near the stadium.
Hmm. Well, probably the way it ended is probably why that's not the case.
That's probably why.
Yeah. So, yeah, congratulations. Archie Griffin won it in 74 and 75 at Ohio State.
Yep.
Well, congratulations. We'll put you on hold. Get your info. We'll get you a gift card, man.
Sure. That sounds great.
All right.
Congrats,
how about that?
Man.
He nailed that.
That was good.
I wasn't sure. I wasn't
right
sure.
Out of the gate.
He
huh?
let you finish the question.
He did not.
He knew.
He had a personal story.
He said two Heismans. That's all he needed to know.
Isn't that amazing that that's never been done again? I mean, you just think about the players who have won one, you know, and even did it earlier in their career. You would think the Heisman would be twice, considering, you know, it's not like basketball where you're one and done. Where, you know, they're leaving. I mean, and really until recently, basically these guys played 4 years.
Right.
You know, I mean, now there's been this huge spike in guys leaving after 3 years of eligibility. But that's just amazing to me that we've never had a two-time Heisman Trophy winner since Archie Griffin. I mean, he's the only one to do it, actually. Not since. He's the only one to do it.
Yeah. I think I'm kind of surprised Tebow didn't. I thought when he won his first one, he was a sophomore, right?
Yeah.
I thought that he could have been one, but Sam Bradford won it the next year.
How about Lamar Jackson?
Lamar Jackson is another one.
All right, let's go to Jesse. Jesse is up next on Friday Trivia. Where do you want to start, Jesse?
I'll go with the football player jersey numbers.
All right. The jersey numbers.
Yes, please.
Okay, this quarterback has won Super Bowls for the San Francisco 49ers wearing number 8.
Steve Young.
Steve Young is correct.
Yes.
All right, Jesse, for the win. That was pretty easy, Chase. For the win.
I know.
Okay.
Let's stick with NFL quarterbacks.
Okay.
Who was the first quarterback to lead his team to 4 Super Bowl titles?
4 Super Bowl titles.
Who's the first quarterback to lead his team to 4 Super Bowl titles?
Goodness. I'll go with Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw, is that your final answer?
It is.
Well, we are 2 for 2. That is correct.
Oh,
two
awesome.
For two are on our winners.
Very
indeed,
good.
Indeed, Terry Bradshaw.
Gets it to LeBron for 3 for the win. Yes!
I love that.
They tore it up in the 70s, as we know, 75, 76, 79, and finished it off in 1980 against the Rams. All right, Jesse, we'll put you on hold, and we'll get you a gift card.
Thank you very much, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right, thanks for participating. At this rate, we'll run out of gift cards. 2 for 2.
That's okay. We're feeling like good today.
It's all good. It's all good.
I know it was easy, but, you know, whatever.
737-1025. 615-737-1025. As Marquise puts Jesse on hold and gets his info, how about we go to Andrew? Andrew, you're up next. Welcome in.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Where do you want to start?
Jersey numbers for football.
Jersey numbers for football. All right. This, I'm not going to give you the team. I'm going to give you some other hints. So he wore number 9 and is an undrafted quarterback.
Steve McNair. No. No. Oh, cool. Can we just do the lifeline? Do the lifeline.
That was a good to pull the ripcord and punt. Send out the punt team. No, send out the punt team. That was very smart, Andrew, because your answer was definitely wrong.
I mean, it sounded good, but no.
He was like, no.
Yeah,
we just want to grab it back immediately.
Yeah, either undrafted or the 3rd pick in the draft. You know, whatever. I mean, it's all the same. Okay. Chase, give him the lifeline.
All righty, let's do this. Hang on. I thought I had that one down, and then I screwed it up. So let's do...
Highway to Hell.
Highway to Hell is correct.
Yeah, very good. Okay, Andrew, you have saved your life. You're still alive. Very good. Last round for the win. Are we actually going to go 3 for 3 here on Friday Trivia? Here
Don't
goes.
Don't put the pressure on me, boys.
This player in the NFL retired after the 2002 season. He was the 2nd player to ever play 20 seasons with the same team. This player retired after the 2002 NFL season and was the 2nd player ever in the sport to play 20 years with the same team. I'll give you a hint. Who was this NFC player? Teddy Bruschi, is that your final answer?
It doesn't sound good.
Or do you want to pull that one back in quickly like you did the last one?
Let's just pull it back in. Huge NFC. 2002.
All 20 years with this team.
Can you give me a division?
This will be my last hint. Okay. NFC East.
Ooh. Guys, I'm stumped. Totally stumped.
And my other hint is, if you were listening to the show this week, this player was actually brought up in a story. A story about... And now that we know that he's not going to win, so I'll go on and tell the story. This is the story about Joe Gibbs that we talked about earlier this week. Now is it all coming together? Chase? Marquise?
Yeah.
Daryl Green.
Yep.
And Daryl Green was actually brought up in that story this week because you met Joe Gibbs, Chase, at the Nashville Super Speedway, right?
Well, I wasn't the one telling the
story. Or who was the one telling the story?
It was a caller.
It was a caller.
Telling
that's right.
The story. I met Joe Gibbs with you in Daytona.
That's right. But this caller this week said he met Joe Gibbs, and there's somebody else met him, and Joe Gibbs said it was your favorite player. They didn't know, and he brought up Daryl Green in that conversation, right? So Daryl Green is who we were looking for. Played 20 years with the Redskins. The Redskins, of course, in the NFC.
I'll try again next Friday, hopefully with some Preds trivia. That's where I was hoping with you were going for, but we'll roll with it.
We will do better next time. No harm, no foul. We appreciate your participating. Thank you, Andrew. Have a good weekend. Let's go to Mike.
Hello,
Mike,
boys.
You're up next. What's going on?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Glad it's Friday.
Yeah, me too. These have been pretty easy, huh?
The last one was pretty hard, but some of the others, like the Steve Young one, was crazy easy.
Yeah. Okay. Where do you want to start?
Let's go with the football numbers, I guess.
All right. Nobody wants to try the NASCAR numbers. That's,
no.
That's okay.
Nobody wants.
All right. Let's let's do this. This University of Tennessee running back wore number 23 with the Houston Texans.
Oh, man.
Played a good while in the league, too. Now retired.
Is that the guy that got caught busted for drugs?
I don't remember on that one.
Gosh. I'm not a big UT honk either. I don't know. Lewis?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, that's all I got. I don't think I get this one.
That is incorrect.
Ah. Who was it?
Arian Foster.
Oh,
Arian Foster. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, boys. Always enjoy it.
Yeah. Have a great weekend. Okay.
Did you know that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So not too hard?
Not bad. Not bad. It was definitely amped up, no doubt. Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get some more people on hold. Some of you are already there. Hang with us. And we've got room for more. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. More calls for Friday trivia on the other side of Darren, Donick, and Chase. ESPN 102.5, The Game. Well, a lot of you have been listening, and you're like, this is easy. Darren and Chase are easy today. Don't have the trivia nerd Willie with us, and they're like, this is so easy. Loaded lines.
Tell me which hitter won the hitting championship in 1959.
You're saying that's what it sounds like a lot of times?
Yes. Willie's has some hard questions.
Yeah, Willie's
I'm like, Willie's not. People weren't born back then.
Yeah. So people today are like, man, this is easy picking. So we've got loaded lines. They've been listening going, yeah, I think I've answered them all correctly. Don't forget tonight, game night at 6 o'clock, I will be conducting an interview with Trent Dilfer, Lipscomb Academy head football coach, former Baltimore Ravens quarterback, Super Bowl champ, Nashvillian. Lives here in town, of course, and I will talk with Trent Dilfer tonight at 6 o'clock, a little Facebook Live. It's going to be a fun night, a little game night action here tonight. So looking forward to that. So if you get a chance at 6 o'clock tonight, check it out. Okay, let's get to the phones here in our final segment on this Friday afternoon. Let's go to Malcolm. Malcolm, get us going.
Hello, guys. This is Malcolm. Long-time listener, first-time caller. How's it going?
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Where would you like to start? I've got potluck, which could be anything. And Chase has...
NFL jersey numbers. And if you want to try a NASCAR one, you can. But most people are going NFL jersey numbers.
Most people are going...
You know what? Since I already heard the NFL jersey numbers and everyone's a little shy about the NASCAR thing, I'm a pretty spontaneous guy, so let's go with the potluck.
Potluck, okay, Malcolm. Let's go over on the basketball side. You know, we've talked so much about The Last Dance, so let's just have a question around that. Actually, their featured player, Chicago Bulls, and Michael Jordan. What pick was Michael Jordan in the 1984 draft? What pick was MJ in the 84 draft?
1984 NBA draft, Michael Jordan was selected number 3 overall.
Is that your final answer?
That would be my final answer.
Malcolm, you absolutely nailed it. And we all remember who was drafted before him.
Sam Bowie, if I'm not mistaken.
Sam Bowie, unfortunately, to this day, still gets beat up for going, like it was his fault, but he did get drafted before Michael Jordan. It's hard to believe, right? Wouldn't we all like to have do-over drafts? Wouldn't that be a fun topic one day? Just for teams and general managers to think of all the do-over drafts and how different they would look. But, yeah, MJ went 3rd. So, Malcolm, you're halfway home.
Cool.
Good job.
All right.
You want to go NFL jersey numbers?
You know what? I'm a spontaneous guy. Let's go with the NFL jersey numbers.
Let's do it. All right, this wide receiver played from 2003 to 2016 across 5 teams. He wore number 81 every year of his career except his final year, but wore number 81, played receiver, and he won a Super Bowl with one of those 5 teams.
Could you throw me a bone, please?
He won the Super Bowl with Baltimore. Number 81, wide receiver. What'd you say? Oh, no. Have we lost Malcolm? I think we lost Malcolm.
Oh, put him on hold. Let's see what's going on.
Hello?
There we go. Oh, I think we had him back.
Would it be Anquan Boldin?
Anquan Boldin. Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Well, that
is correct.
Oh, man, I'm a genius.
It's good.
You're so smart, Malcolm. Very good. Was that what you were screaming when we couldn't hear you?
Yes.
Okay. Anquan Boldin.
And he won a Super Bowl with the Arizona Cardinals, if I'm not mistaken. Quarterback would be the quarterback of the greatest show on turf, Kurt Warner.
No, they didn't win.
No, they lost. They lost. He won it with Baltimore.
They lost to the Steelers. Remember the
Santonio
Holmes catch in the corner?
Absolutely. Antonio Holmes, number 10. Never forget it.
Malcolm, congratulations. We're going to put you on hold, and we'll get you a gift card.
Hey, that sounds great, guys. Thanks a lot, and I appreciate your show. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Let's go to 615-737-1025. How about Ray? Ray, Hello? You're up next. Welcome in.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah,
we got you.
Where would you like to start?
Well, I would like to do the NASCAR deal since nobody liked NASCAR, I guess, and they're back, and they're coming back to Tennessee, so that's good stuff.
There you go. All right, let's start with NASCAR numbers.
So that's it. Okay, so he's doing it. The NASCAR numbers. I like that. This is a current. How up to date are you? I'm going to make this a little easy for you. Are you a big NASCAR fan, or are you more of the back in the day?
Well, I'm back in the day, but I'm a future. I mean, I'm a present NASCAR fan right now.
Okay.
And, but my memory ain't that great. But yeah, I mean, I'm current. I'm pretty current right now.
Can you tell me the current driver of the Hendrick number 24 Chevrolet?
William Byron?
William Byron is correct. Very good. Good job, Ray.
Right. Wow, Ray. Very good. All right, Ray, for the win, man.
All right.
Who is the old? Let's. I'm just going to stick in the NBA. Who is the oldest player to score 60 points in a game? He was 37 years old when he did it, and he scored 60 points in a game.
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
And ironically, I'm pretty sure it was his last game. It was his last game of his career.
It had to be MJ.
MJ is your guess?
Yes, that's my guess.
Is he correct, Marquise?
Oh, I was getting the information from the caller, okay. So I didn't hear the question. Can you repeat the question?
Unfortunately, that is not correct.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, Ray. Let's see if Marquise, now that he's going to hear the question, who was the oldest player to score 60 points in a game in the NBA? He was 37 years old when he did it.
Was it Andre Miller?
No.
Was not Andre Miller.
Can I answer it? Because I know
Yes, you have to know this.
Kobe.
Kobe.
Yeah. Oh.
Kobe.
Oh. I thought this was one of those trick ones. Andre Miller did score like 50, 60 points before. It was with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Well, if he scored, I believe he did score 50-something points, but he wouldn't be the answer because you needed to score 60 points.
See? Oh, there you go. Oh, see? That's my fault.
Thank you, Ray. You have a great weekend. Hey.
We appreciate the show. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We appreciate you listening.
Yeah, that was his last game.
That's what I thought. Last game. And you know when he chucked up 120 shots?
Hey. It was in the 40s.
Okay. My bad.
Like, we're going to let Kobe. There's no defense on Kobe tonight.
I mean, come on. He had to. It was his last game. He had to.
Utah Jazz did, you know, play off a little bit. You know, just a little tad bit, you know, but not too much.
All right, let's go to Barrett. Barrett, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, thanks for making my day with the Santonio memory.
Yeah, we all remember that catch. That was a fantastic catch. All right, where do you want to start?
Let's go with NFL jersey numbers.
All right, NFL jersey numbers. This player wore number 88 his entire career with the Chiefs and the Falcons.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You should
know this. I can see his face.
Darren, should I give him the position?
No.
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 I can see his face. Tony Gonzalez.
Ooh, what a pull. What
good.
A pull. He pulled that late.
Tony Gonzalez is correct. That was
good. I can see his face, man. He was a heck of a player.
Hmm. Very good pull there.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go. Let's go back to football for Barrett. How about this? Who was the first receiver in the NFL to catch 20 touchdowns in a season? Who was the first receiver to catch 20 TDs in a season?
I'll never get that in a million years. I'm going to have to go with Chase's Stratocaster or Les Paul.
The lifeline.
The lifeline.
He's going to the lifeline. All right. I got you, Barrett.
Man, we used to share a practice room with Tommy Two Tone way back in the late 80s. We hung out with him all the time. 8675309.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I knew Barrett would have a good story.
He turned into a school teacher.
Did he really?
Was he like.
He taught it in Metro Davidson County.
He was like Jack Black. It was like School of Rock.
I think he taught mathematics.
Did I hear drums in your classroom? No. I don't know what you're talking about. Did I hear music playing? No. No. When in doubt with receivers, who do you always name when in doubt? Come on, the go-to guy, Jerry Rice. Man, he holds about every record there is.
Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice is the go-to guy, but it doesn't matter. You're a winner. Put you on
hey
hold.
Guys, Guys, that was an incredible interview, man. Please keep up your great work. It's been really awesome listening to your show ever since this whole thing hit. Some real heavy interviews. You did a great job.
Thank you, Barrett. You have a great weekend. Barrett. Appreciate it. Let's go to Cannon. Do we have Cannon?
No, Cannon hung up.
Okay, so all right. I guess I was going to try to squeeze him in. All right, we got some winners. We finished on a high note. You know, we were thinking about just chucking it after Kevin Weeks. It was such a good interview, but I'm glad we hung in there. It was good. We got some winners and some people happy heading into the weekend. We're happy heading into the weekend. You enjoy a wonderful day. Looks like we have great weather all weekend long. Trent Dilfer tonight, game night at 6 p.m. Hope a lot of you get to check that out, and that will do it for us. Be safe. We want you back with us Monday morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.